With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
John Harris joins us each week to talk a little college football, and he joins us right now here on the Triple Threat. Johnny, how are you?
Well, it's either that or I'm sitting in a chair just drinking my water getting ready. I mean, it's one or the other. Yeah.
Either way, we're inspired by the whole thing. It's all good, Johnny. Good to have you, as always. Hey, Johnny, coming in from a segment we just did prior to you coming on, your assessment of Baker Mayfield and his chances at the NFL level, and B, where do you think he'll be drafted? You know, about where in the draft slot-wise do you think he'll fit in?
My guess is that somebody is gonna make a move up to go get him, because I think there are gonna be a couple quarterbacks that our teams are gonna want, I think, near the top of the draft. I think it's gonna be very similar to what happened this past year. There are gonna be a couple quarterbacks that people are gonna lust after, in whatever order. And I think you can look at it pretty much the same way. Last year was Trubisky went number 2, Mahomes is then number 10, and the Texans move up to number 12 to go get Deshaun Watson. I think that could very easily happen for a guy like Baker Mayfield, where a team trades up to go, you know, maybe Josh Rosen's off the board, and, you know, maybe one other quarterback's off the board, and then a team says, you know, we need a playmaker. And it's interesting, because I've always been a college guy, but watching this Texans offense with Deshaun Watson and how teams in the NFL attempted to defense him and defend him, and seeing how they couldn't do it. And what I realized was, and I looked around the league and I went, Russell Wilson, Carson Wentz, Deshaun Watson. I started seeing quarterbacks that are, and even, you know, a guy like Aaron Rodgers too, Dak Prescott. These aren't guys that are just run past, they're playmakers. That's the biggest deal, is they're playmakers. And Baker's a playmaker, and he keeps things alive. And when you keep plays alive like that in the NFL, you got a shot. I mean, look what Russell did against the Texans in that game up in Seattle. He's done that for years. If you keep plays alive at the NFL level, you've got a shot, because all eyes go to you. And there were so many defenders with their eyes on Deshaun Watson that allowed receivers to run behind those guys and run behind linebackers, and it makes life miserable for them. And the NFL's finally catching up. It can't just be a guy that just runs. It's got to be a guy that creates plays, and that's what Baker does. So I think Baker, there's going to be a hot commodity for Baker. As long as the stuff off the field checks out, I think Baker's going to end up being fine. He's going to go somewhere, and he's going to make plays. And I think he's going to be a really good – I think he's closer to Russell. I think somebody said this. One of you guys said he's closer to Russell Wilson than Johnny Manziel, and I believe that wholeheartedly. I think Russell I think Baker's got a little bit more edge than Russell. You know, Russell's always going to say the right thing. But I think when it comes to balling on the field and doing what it needs to, I think Baker's got that walk-on chip on his shoulder that he's going to want to prove everybody that he can do it every single week. So I think Baker's going to end up in a good spot. It's going to be tough to face him down the road.
John, we're a little under 3 weeks from the college football playoffs. I don't think it's too early just to get a couple of quick thoughts from you on these matchups. I don't want you to go in too much detail, but maybe just some quick thoughts that come to mind. Clemson, Alabama 3, a third year in a row. Alabama only in because Wisconsin wasn't able to knock off Ohio State. And then Oklahoma, Georgia 1. Remarkable that the Sooners and Bulldogs have never played. And I'm guessing the big storyline in that one will be that Sooner offense against that Bulldog defense.
Yeah, I think you hit it, Rich, that second one. I love bowls because it's a matchup of styles. And this is, to me, the best defense that Baker Mayfield's going to see. And, well, wait a second, what about Ohio State? No. This Georgia defense from top to bottom. They've got depth on the defensive line. They've got, I think, the best defensive player in the country in Roquan Smith, the linebacker, who is probably going to get the responsibility of spying on Baker Mayfield at times. I think that responsibility is on him. I think that's going to be a great matchup. But the other side of it, to me, is the key, is Jake Fromm. What does Jake Fromm do against an Oklahoma defense that at times has shown cracks? And, you know, Fromm got better and better as the year wore on, that Auburn game notwithstanding that they lost. I think Fromm got better and better. Godwin makes incredible plays out of wide receiver. I think that's the key that whole game, is what Jake Fromm does and whether Oklahoma can get to him And if they can get some pressure on him, can they create turnovers? In the other game in Clemson, Alabama, one of the biggest things that nobody's really talking about is not having to play an SEC championship game was one less game that a beat-up Alabama has to play. Clemson had to play in an ACC championship game, but Alabama needed rest. They needed to get some guys back and get them healthy. This will be the freshest Alabama has been all year, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and stopping Kelly Bryant, who doesn't throw it as well as Deshaun Watson, I think could end up being the difference in this one. That if Alabama's got its dudes back and they're fresh and healthy, I think Alabama could pull an upset over Clemson in this one.
Hey, John, Ed Oliver, all-world interior defensive lineman for the University of Houston, Outland Trophy winner, first-team All-American. He's still got one more year of eligibility before he can declare for the draft. Johnny, if Ed Oliver could actually, if it was that he could get into this year's draft, how high do you think this kid would go in this year's draft if he could be eligible?
Top three. I think people have learned that how disruptive Aaron Donald is, and they've seen a guy like Aaron Donald. And look, Ed Oliver's not going to – when he gets under the height measurement, they're going to go, wow, he's only, 6 foot, 6'1"? Don't care. It doesn't matter anymore because you saw what Aaron Donald does and how he wrecks the game. I mean, we saw it out in L.A. I mean, I'd seen it before that at the Senior Bowl, but when you see how much Aaron Donald wrecks the game, look, there's a premium on quarterbacks and disruptive edge guys, but then when you have a guy like Ed Oliver – who can do it from the inside, that to me is such a valuable weapon because there are very few teams in the NFL now where you have a player on the interior that can change the game. And when we talked to Bill O'Brien about that, I asked him, and I said, how did you account for Donald? And he said, well, we had to do things we've never done before. We slid protection to him almost all the time. And most of the time you slide protection out to your edge rushers. But they're having to do it to a guy like Aaron Donald, an interior guy. So to me, a guy like Ed Oliver, who I think is as athletic, as strong, can be as dominant, I think he still has to improve from a consistency standpoint, be more consistent. But also the one other thing that he's got to be able to continue to do is learn how to use his hands. The best interior defenders, and that's where Donald is so good. His hands are so strong. And I could see it at the Senior Bowl 4 years ago. That's where Ed's got to get even better. The use of his hands, placement of hands, that is so important for a defensive lineman. He's got every other tool. He can just take over a game when he wants. Now, at this level, it becomes more difficult. But I think, to me, depending on who's got picks and where there's a need, I think he goes top 3 to 5 in this draft, no question.
Johnny Harris joining us for his weekly visit. Johnny, we got about a minute or so. We haven't asked you about any of these college coaching hires, I don't think. And it seems like the dust has settled within the college head coaching hire carousel. Which school do you think is not being given enough credit for the hire that they made? Maybe not the home run like Chip Kelly, but a hire that you really liked where maybe people aren't giving it as much credit as you think they should.
Well, I think the marriage of Joe Moorhead and Nick Fitzgerald at Mississippi State is going to be one for the next year at least, but that's going to be a heck of a marriage. I think John Cohen, the AD at Mississippi State, did a whale of a job. When Dan Mullen decided he was going to Florida, Cohen struck quickly. He knew the guy he wanted. He went on and got Joe Moorhead, who is very innovative. He was the head coach at Fordham before he ended up going to be the OC at Penn State. He taps into the innovation side of the game, which I love. And I just think that's really flying under the radar because, well, he was an OC at Penn State. He's fantastic. I think it's a really good fit, especially with what Dan Mullen was doing. It's the verbiage and everything's going to be different, but you got a guy, Nick Fitzgerald, which hopefully he'll come back healthy, and when he is, he's got an offense at his disposal. He's going to be able to do anything that he wants going forward. I think the Joe Moorhead hire at Mississippi State is one that's flown under the radar, and I think John Cohen did a great job in getting him.
All right, there it is, Texans All Access tonight. It starts at 6. You can hear Ted at 6:30 and Seth at 7 on with our good friend Johnny Harris. Johnny, we appreciate it as always. Have a good show tonight. We'll do it again next week.
Absolutely, boys, as always. Take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.